When the Admiral's staff informed me of this probability, my Guiana operatives immediately tried to round up the Equan's crew and all the embassy staff, the ISA director said. Three embassy people were unaccounted for: Angeline Gallagher, Jacob Tremarco, and Savion Kerwin. We subsequently found that all three took a space plane down to Ombe as soon as the Code 3 restrictions were lifted. We know they landed at Pasto's spaceport 7 hours ago. The space plane which brought them down suffered from several systems failures and processor glitches during the flight. Equan's flight from Lalonde was one of a long list of malfunctions, but since it docked at Guiana, its systems have functioned smoothly, the Admiral said. And the space plane? Kirsten asked, guessing. When my people arrived at the spaceport, it was in the line company's engineering hangar, Yannicka Dermot said. The maintenance crews couldn't find a thing wrong with it. And there was some difficulty with the zero-tau pod when Gerald Skibbo was put in it, Roche Skark added. The implication is that this energy virus isn't quite under control. It interferes with nearby electronic equipment on a permanent basis. So what you're telling me is that they're down here, Kirsten said. Yes, ma'am, the ISA director acknowledged. I'm afraid we have to assume they are. We're hunting them, of course. I've already alerted the police. What about the others who were on board the Equan? As far as we can tell, they have not been infected. Exactly how do you tell? Those that have neural mnemonics can use them. We thought that if the energy virus does have an unrestrained capacity to interfere with circuitry, then implants would be the first to suffer a loss of efficiency. Good idea, she said. The rest of Equan's complement of colonists are being brought into close proximity within delicate electronics. So far, none of the processor arrays have been affected, but we're repeating the procedure every few hours just to be sure. What about people the three from the embassy came into contact with while they were in Guiana? We have reviewed the spaceport crews, the Admiral said, and we're drawing up a schedule now to run the entire asteroid population through these assessments, including myself, no exceptions. I see. Will you declare a code 2 alert, ma'am? I would point out that a code 2 alert will allow me to quarantine the Zingun continent, Yannicka Dermot said. It is unlikely that Gallagher, Tremarco, and Kerwin have left yet. I can shut down all air transport to and from the rest of Ombe. I can also order all road traffic to be suspended, though it may prove difficult to enforce in practice. We might get lucky and trap them in Pasto City itself. Kirsten summoned up the emergency statutes file from a memory cell and began to review it. Her neural mnemonics started to chart a course of action, balancing necessity against the chaos that would come with an attempt to suspend all Ombe's civil and industrial activities. Without direct evidence of a physical threat, I cannot issue a Code 2 alert, she said. However, I am declaring a Code 3 alert and a biohazard isolation order for the orbiting asteroids. I want them insulated from each other, from the planet, and from incoming starships. Our orbital facilities are essential to our defense, and I agree that they must be safeguarded against the carriers of this virus. Admiral Farker, you are to order and enforce a complete quarantine as of now. All civil spacecraft in transit to return to their port of origin. Your primary military task is the defense of Ombe and the orbital asteroids with their associated strategic defense systems. A Code 3 alert will give you the authority to mobilize our resident naval reserve forces. Although, if it is to mean anything, the quarantine order must apply equally to the fleet. Crews will have to be rearranged to ensure that personnel from different asteroid bases are not mixed together. The Navy's secondary role will be guarding against further risk of infiltration within the star system as a whole. That means all incoming starships to be refused docking permission. As to Zingu, I agree that it should be segregated from the rest of the planet. Sylvester, you are to inform the Zingun Continental Parliament Speaker that there is now a state of civil emergency in existence. Shut down its air transport links now. and I do mean now, all planes in the air to return to their departure airport.